Good morning. Today is Friday, August 7th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong. Coming to open waters near you are several people you might recognize. They are swimmers with the Change Your Latitude 57 Degrees North Open Water Challenge. It's taking place this Sunday. In its sixth year, the race is kicking off in Sitka, and Kevin Knox, who is the race director, is in the studio with me to talk all about what's in store for this year. Kevin, how are you excited? What are you excited for?
We're very excited. Good morning. Thanks good morning. For having us. We're actually in our eighth year.
Oh, your eighth year.
Yeah, it's our eighth year.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah. No, okay. That's all right. I think I actually have it wrong in the paper, too. I put it in as the seventh. So we're all a little confused. Maybe a little sleep deprived. Who knows?
Probably. So what are you excited about in particular with the race this year?
Oh, it's a really fun event. We just have a great time bringing people in from all over the place. We've got swimmers coming in from California, Texas, Wisconsin, I believe. We've had people come all the way from Florida and New Jersey before, too. We're looking for our first international swimmer still, so any international swimmers out there, get down here. The big thing that we're really excited about this year, and part of the reason why I brought some of these guys in, is we have the opportunity to offer the 3K to people under 18. And we've got some high school swimmers that are going to swim our 3K course, which is just a little under 2 miles.
Those three high schoolers are Skylar Moore, Ava Parrish, and Will Pate. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
What race are you swimming this Sunday?
We're swimming the 3K.
Okay. And Will, too?
Yeah, I'm swimming the 3K, too.
3K. Okay, so you're going for it. You're going for the race you can swim as someone who's 18, 17, how old are you guys?
I'm 17.
I'm 17 too.
I'm okay. 15.
Okay. You know, it's really incredible what you're doing out there. Describe, as far as you know, how you prepare for a race like this. How have you guys been preparing, and what are you going to be doing once you hit the water? What will you be wearing, and how are you going to get yourself through the 3K open water swim?
Just keep swimming.
A lot of us practice. Some of us, we have a group that goes out and swims weekly, either by the Science Center or by Johns Brown in our wetsuits. We use Xterra wetsuits to protect ourselves from the cold water. We don't go in our regular swimsuits. So that, I think, really helps practicing in the cold water before this race.
And Will, you've done it before.
No, I haven't, actually. No? I haven't been here for it, so I'm excited to participate this year.
Okay. And what about you ladies? Have you done it before, and what are you excited about for this year?
I think Skylar and I both have done the 1K before, mm-hmm. and I think we're excited to go out a little deeper, have a bigger adventure, but...
a little bit longer swim, too, because the 1K, they've done the 1K before, and it's only about a 25, maybe 35-minute swim for them, so this will be close to an hour.
Yeah.
Kevin, what makes open water swimming so unique and different from other kinds of swimming?
Well, the biggest piece is no flip turns. You don't have to touch a wall. So it's just you go and go and go. The other part of it is just the adventure of it. It's really, really fun to, you know, swim out in deep water. It's fun to swim through the shallows. We have to do a little crawling over kelp sometimes because there's some pretty big kelp beds out there that we swim through, and that's one of the things that makes this course really unique compared to any other open water swim you would do anywhere else. You just don't see this kind of terrain. It's almost like a mountain bike single track course of open water swimming for us.
That's really, really exciting. Fun. We have one of your most prodigious swimmers in the studio, too. Patrick Williams is the winner from last year's male 10K, and he's participating again this year, but in the 3K. Patrick, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to just getting out there. I hadn't been in the ocean as much this year, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Me and Will usually go out each week. You know, we've been kind of slacking this year, but we're going to try to get in and go as far as we can and have a little fun. It's a great event.
Patrick is actually considering another piece to his 3K that'll make it a little more challenging.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I'm trying to go in without a wetsuit, so we'll see. It's supposed to be pretty warm that day, so hopefully the weather conditions will be perfect.
How does it change it, not having a wetsuit, aside from being cold? Does a wetsuit assist in making you more streamlined, or What have you found with open water swimming?
It's a lot faster with a wetsuit on. It helps you float. You're more streamlined. You know, it's just, it's overall, it's a lot better if you swim with a wetsuit. But adding that extra challenge should be fun. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. Patrick, what's the most memorable thing you've seen out on the water?
Well, you know, swimming? I wouldn't say the being a part of the race per se. I think the preparation for the race beforehand is a lot of fun. The race is fun in itself, but just swimming out there with these guys and getting in each week and preparing is what I like the best. And Will, I know, has a story about how we've seen sea lions and come, you know, really close to the animals out there, I guess you could say, wildlife. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to do it every year.
Will, what happened with that sea lion?
So me and Patrick were swimming out by the Science Center, and I'm a little scared sometimes in the deep water, and so I started seeing these brown things on the side of us. Wasn't sure what was going on, and we got to some place where we could stand up to about the water on our necks, and I think it was like six sea lions just popped out, and it was like one of the like the big daddy sea lions started like snorting at us, and we like ran up on the beach. It was scary.
I've never seen Will run so fast with a wetsuit on.
He literally ran on water.
I was
out
fast.
Of there. Well, good luck to you all. And Kevin, what is available for people who are interested in taking the race and still doing it? How can they register?
Registration is still available at changeyourlatitude.org. And the long course stuff, the 3Ks, 6K, and 10Ks are still open until this evening at 5 o'clock. And then the 1K will take day of registrations for the 1K race. The 1K race, that goes from the gazebo to John Brown Beach and back. The 3K course, which is comprises of the other ones, you just do multiple laps. You go from gazebo up around John Brown, across Whiting Harbor, and then loop Battery Island and come back to the gazebo. So then you're just doing that multiple times if you're doing the longer courses. So we've got those still open. Saturday is our pre-race barbecue and meeting and pre-safety meeting. We have a lot of fun with that. Want to throw out some quick thank yous to Sitka Sound Seafoods, SPC, and Silver Bay for providing salmon for us. Very, very generous, especially this year. The Fisherman's Quay is one of our major sponsors. Hames Corporation, Russell's has been very generous, providing us with some hats and water bottles and great stuff for our competitors. We've got a whole bunch of people that are out there, you know, helping support us, businesses and individuals. It's been really great. And the Barracudas are very, very grateful and excited to put this on.
Yeah, who does the race ultimately benefit, speaking of the Barracudas?
It's a small fundraiser for the Baranoff Barracuda Swim Club. It's not a huge piece of money that comes in for us, but it's mostly just about getting people in the ocean, you know, having some fun with some swimming in a natural environment that we have surrounding us. Open water swimming is a growing sport in the U.S., and you know, we just have a lot of fun being a part of that.
How many people are registered this year so far?
We've got 32 registered this year so far.
Okay. And this is a weekend, you know, we were talking about this earlier, of big athleticism in Sitka. We have the marathon, the half marathon, the Highland Games.
And then a marathon swim. Yeah.
And then a marathon swim. Yeah. And there will be a lot of people milling about town who might want to be spectator to the race.
Absolutely.
Where do you suggest they stand? Or where can they can't? Maybe you guys probably can't hear people cheering you on. Maybe you can. Yeah. But where should people go?
The gazebo is a great place to check in and go watch some of the race. As everybody knows, the base is a little bit tight on security these days. So if you do come over to watch, bring an ID. And know that we probably won't be able to just wander around everywhere that we normally would, like walking down to John Brown or walking along the beach as much as we, you know, would like to. So coming down and watching everything from the start-finish line is a great place to view a lot of it. And the 10Ks will start at 8 a.m., and then we phase everybody else out after that, about 45-minute staggers, so that we can get everybody coming in right about the same time, and most finishers will finish somewhere around 11 to 11:30.
And those who register now, they need to find a kayaker to assist them.
The long course, we ask that everybody has a kayaker swimming or paddling with each swimmer. The 1K is we kind of have a flotilla of people that goes with the 1K swimmers.
Okay. I have one more question that I saw on your website.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to do it naked?
Well, besides Patrick, I think we have one, maybe two others that are going to go naked. Yes.
Oh, my God.
We actually had a woman who had signed up to do the 10K naked, and she's done the English Channel 3 times naked.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she had a family emergency and wasn't able to make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is downright heroic.
But just to clarify on that, you actually have a swimsuit on.
Yes.
It's not completely naked.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's what you meant by naked.
Yeah. No wetsuit. That sounds like a
medical
naked.
Emergency.
I'm not going that far.
Well, oh, and the one other place that I would like to say a huge thank you to is Sitka Community Hospital for allowing us to utilize their warming tent, because that's another big piece. People do, even with the wetsuits, after 6K, you get out, 10K, you get out a little cold, and it's nice to be able to step into that warming tent and recover a little bit. So thanks to them.
Thank you to all those people for helping to put this event on. Kevin Knox is the race director. He will be at the helm of this awesome event that's taking place Sunday, kicking off around 7 in the morning. And you've been listening also to the voices of Skylar Moore, Ava Parrish, Will Pate, and Patrick Williams, all swimmers who are hitting the water on Sunday. Good luck to all of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.